This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CDC to continue Los Alamos Historical Document Retrieval and Assessment Project. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced this week that they will continue the Los Alamos Historical Document Retrieval and Assessment Project. Through the project, CDC has reviewed thousands of classified and unclassified Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL documents regarding historical releases of radionuclides and hazardous chemicals. The project was threatened because CDC's contract with the Department of Energy, DOE, had concluded, and it was unclear whether that contract would be continued. Further, CDC has faced obstacles when reviewing documents due to security concerns at LANL. However, CDC will soon be issuing a request for a proposal to continue the project, and LANL has recently allocated $1.2 million from its nuclear weapons budget to provide support to CDC. Phil Green of CDC said, quote, "I am cautiously optimistic both on the funding level and on the level of completing the project," end quote. The project is the first step towards determining whether to complete a dose reconstruction for LANL. A dose reconstruction estimates the amount of radionuclides and hazardous chemicals to which a person may have been exposed due to LANL operations. Although it is the oldest in the DOE weapons complex, LANL is one of the last to undergo such a review process. The project began in 1999 and was expected to take 3 years to complete. However, the large number of documents at LANL forced CDC to extend the project by 2 years without adding funding. Last summer, CDC announced that it had reached its spending limit under its current contract with DOE, but would not seek additional funding unless security and access issues with LANL could be resolved. CDC said that the appeal process for accessing denied documents is now proceeding more smoothly, and access issues are being negotiated with LANL. They also mentioned that additional funding for LANL support will facilitate CDC access. Tom Widner of ChemRisk, who is contracting with CDC on the project, said that he does not believe that LANL intentionally stalled the project through access difficulties. Widner said, quote, "I don't think they were trying to obstruct our project. They were trying to protect the records at a time when that was necessary," end quote. CDC released its draft interim findings recently, which indicate that more document review is necessary. The interim report prioritizes the radionuclides and hazardous chemicals of concern according to the amount that was released by LANL in the past through both routine operations and accident events. By using autopsy information, CDC also introduces a method of evaluating potential public exposure according to the area of the Los Alamos town site at which people live. New Mexico Senator Jeff Bingaman, Representative Tom Udall, and Governor Bill Richardson all wrote letters of support for the project to DOE, CDC, and the University of California, LANL's managing contractor. Governor Richardson, who oversaw the project as Energy Secretary, wrote to Linton Brooks, head of DOE's National Nuclear Security Administration, saying, quote, "This project will provide vital information to people throughout northern New Mexico. It deserves your full support," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.